All right, I'm calling to order this meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for August 9th, 2022 at 7:19. First item would be approval and or changes to the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look through the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And approval of the minutes from July 12th. You guys had a chance to glance through those?
Yes.
Any changes?
Not on my part.
Nope.
All right. A motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second her motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, old business planning and zoning variance 22-02 156 Bayway Circle. Kathy Sanders requests relief from section 78-141 to alter and expand the roof of a non-conforming boathouse. This is continued from the last meeting based on a desire, at least on my part, and to get over to the kitchen's property and just take a look at it from that angle as well. I had only seen it from the water side from my boat prior to that. So I did get over to the kitchens and I did get some pictures, and Rand doesn't need to see them. I was thinking somebody else would be here. There's four pictures there if you want to just glance through them. Scroll one way or the other.
Okay.
Oh, now you broke it.
There we go. I tried to scroll and I tapped. Yeah, so, and what level, I mean, so this is on the main level of the kitchen's home?
Yeah, I'm right outside their windows on their back
patio.
Porch.
Yeah. Okay.
Back patio.
Yeah, see, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll open up the conversation here because I did go by and I did look at it and I did take pictures. But with a month further to reflect on this, for me it goes way beyond the view from the patio of the kitchens. I think I got into this a little bit in the last meeting, and I know we've kind of touched on this before, but normally when somebody comes in and they've got something that's 12 and a half, 15 feet or whatever from the side setback, and they want to expand and have it be 10 feet or 9 feet away, that becomes a big deal. It's a big deal to us. So normally if you get far closer, the more you encroach into the setback, the more we normally force the variance to get closer to the ground. I don't know if that makes sense, but typically we'll approve things, but we'll approve that they can't even be a standard height if we're going to encroach into the side setback. I told you last week last month that a big part of the reason that I joined the Planning and Zoning Commission a long time ago was because back then we were forcing everybody to bring everything into conformance. And I hated that. I came from Berkeley Walk. Everything is in conformance. I didn't like that. I loved the eclectic nature of our lake and boathouses on the sideline and enclosed and all of that. And that's why I joined. And so you've got a boathouse that's on the property line and it's completely enclosed. And that's really great. Good for you. And preserving that. And not forcing you to move that is one of the reasons that I joined. But to approve this variance is so counter, it's so 180 degrees to anything we've ever approved in all the years I've been on here. It's absolutely contrary to anything we've ever approved. And as a matter of fact, I don't know, I just started thinking about it. I thought, oh my gosh, if we approve this, I don't even know how I could vote no on anything else in the future. I mean, it's that significant. So my question to you right now, based on kind of some of the things that I was suggesting last time, was did you come with any compromise in mind. Go ahead, introduce yourself again.
Kathy Sanders, 156 Bayway. I feel like I'm at the docket, Your Honor. So what we talked about before was your recommendation was to maybe, or your idea had said, would I consider opening up the whole thing? And as I said, no. Would it be a compromise for the part that gets extended to leave that open?
You mean extended? Is that the...
The vertical.
Okay. And how much are we talking?
It would still be in conformance.
18
online.
Inches?
Yeah, about 18 inches.
Okay.
And it's 14 and below 14.
Oh, it's like... Because that's the challenge now. I don't have the drawing in front of me, but it's about 8.5.
Right, but I remember from last month.
Yeah, 18 so inches, yeah.
It would be still well, well below. One of the comments you made, Dan, was you can't see it now if there's trees. If something happened to those trees, you'd be able to see the boathouse. Michael and I were talking about that yesterday. She came over and she said her point was, Kathy, if those trees go, your boathouse is gone because that's the way they're falling. So it's not going to be a problem. I don't know if, you know, anything could happen to the tree. But I was thinking about your point that what was objectionable was increasing the amount that you can't see through. So if you did have a line of sight into that part that was expanded and you could see through so that it's basically the same as it is today, would that be acceptable?
And I think that's what we had talked about last time, right? That if it was open...
Well, I was talking about opening the whole thing. To be more similar.
She's talking about opening the addition.
The 18 inches. Mm-hmm. Okay. And from those pictures, it appears, I mean, you can see it. The way it currently is, you can see it from their patio, even with the tree in full bloom. So, that's where I'm getting hung up a little bit because I feel like there's some other options available to you. I recognize that they
not
would be...
Not moving it to the other side.
No, I mean, I recognize it'd be punitive to you, but I don't want to harm your neighbors either. And right. And that's, and even if your neighbor said she didn't mind, okay, what if they, yeah, if they moved out and somebody else came in and...
administrative type question. In your memory, have we ever approved taking something that's already non-conforming, especially significantly non-conforming, and allowed it to be expanded? Because I was trying to remember a single incidence of that.
I mean, that hasn't happened since I've been back. Trying to go back into my memory from previous to that is difficult because I had 8 years somewhere else that is filling up that space. But I don't. Since I've been back, we haven't had a situation like that.
Well, you're probably aware that if we decline this variance application, you can appeal it to the City Council. Are you aware of that?
No, but I'm not going to. I hadn't considered it, but I don't imagine I'd do that.
It's always interesting to me when that does happen to see if we're on the same page with the City Council.
This is difficult too, Kathy, because I can see that it's going to look nice. What you have proposed would add value to your property and, you know, to the surrounding area. I'm struggling with the size of it. I mean, I know it's only 18 inches, but it's because it's already non-conforming, where it's located, the setback, all of those pieces combined together. I'm just struggling a little bit with. And the hardship piece as well is one of the things that we have to evaluate. Mm-hmm.
I was going to bring that up and I forgot.
Yeah.
The City Council has a real, they take that item about hardship very seriously. And, you know, sometimes from here we tend to look at people, well, I want to do A, and if you don't let me do A, you're not letting me do what I want to do, and therefore it's a hardship. And I mean, we do look at things that, unfortunately, sometimes we do that because we're trying to be neighborly. We want everybody to be happy, but in reality, I don't think, especially the way the city council looks at the definition of a hardship, I don't know if not being able to fit your bimini top under it, I don't think the city council would consider that a hardship.
Oh, it's a terrible hardship, Dan. Did I say that with a straight face? It is a terrible hardship at the moment because, as you know, the boat has a metal roof and it doesn't go down, but,
right.
But that too can change.
Right. Well, any further discussion?
Not for me. Nothing has changed in my mind since last meeting.
Jenny, could I, just out of curiosity, because I had proposed a compromise last month about opening it up, what's the problem with that from a real estate standpoint? I'm assuming that's where you're coming from.
As far as approving them.
No, what's the problem with
an open boathouse versus
taking the walls down and making it more like all that everyone's forced to do now?
Well, it doesn't protect your boat like it is now, for sure.
Okay, I thought maybe you were coming from a real estate standpoint.
I am, because I always felt that it was, if the neighbor is fine with it, that it would get approved or should be approved. I know there are the new house that's coming on the market at 198 Lakeshore. I showed it in preview. And when I came out, the boathouse next door, which is not old, is literally on the property line. And then there's another one right there. I don't know how those setbacks are accurate. I mean, I just feel like I've seen it.
Yeah, I can't speak to any work that's been done that didn't come before us.
Right.
We did not approve anything like
2014
that.
Was when that house was built. Mm. So, you know, I know there have been some things that over like 398 Lakeshore, I don't know how long you've been on PNC, but when they went into the bank, the patio. I mean, I know there's times that you improve things that are different, and I just always felt that it was not harming anyone.
But you've always, as a real estate agent, you've always been an advocate for the closed boathouse.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love to see more enclosed boathouses like the Lake River.
Okay.
That was done over in Deerco. But I think from a real estate perspective, yeah, people would rather have it closed. They certainly would.
Okay.
From a value standpoint, yeah.
From my perspective, I don't have an opinion either way in terms of it being closed or open. It's just this specific plan.
I think the advantages in the spring, in particular with pollen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated to see the screen get ruled out because that was wonderful. Yeah, you've got a beautiful boathouse, which is very old.
Built in 58. It's built in 58.
Right. And the captain's office is the same thing.
I mean, definitely, regardless, we're going to do something to... it's not in good shape, so I've got to do some housekeeping to get it repaired. And I do wonder, Dan, you know, there are some, I know the ordinances say nothing should be an eyesore. I don't know that mine's at the point of being an eyesore, but there are a few that I don't know how you define eyesore, but there's a few I would say definitely are.
At that point.
Yeah, that's...
It's like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, I think that...
There's property maintenance, for sure, but beyond property maintenance,
Yeah, that falls in. That falls under somebody else's.
There's not an architectural requirement or an aesthetic requirement that we have, and we've always preferred not having that. That's been sort of a mainstay of the philosophy around.
I thought I had read it in the ordinances that there is.
If there is, then it would probably require somebody to say something, and then the ordinance enforcement officer would have to look at it and decide that, right? I mean, that's how everything
happens. I'm not sure you can bring
happens.
That to my attention, but there's, from an enforcement standpoint, I mean, there's nobody that has the power or the authority to render an architecturally, I mean, we don't have an architectural review committee, for instance. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where I'm going with this. That's always been a mainstay of the community, not to get too deep in the weeds with what is aesthetically appealing, but to maintain things in a, obviously you have to keep up your props, so the maintenance part of it is important. So from a property.
So I could just let the whole thing go to hell in a handbasket?
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. Property maintenance includes like peeling paint and broken windows and things that are falling apart. That is property maintenance though.
That's what I thought.
There are specific requirements and there are certain criteria where, you know, you meet a threshold and then you are subject to enforcement and property maintenance.
That's what I thought you were talking about when you said eyesore. That's kind of where I went. Anyway, it was some, you know, dilapidated and stuff like that. But
we wouldn't be able to comment on
that. That doesn't fall into our
came in front of
either.
Us. Yeah.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
I don't think I can get a second to my motion.
Right. I don't think you can. I don't know. I'm moving to deny it, but.
Well, I'm not. So.
Okay.
How does that work? Does he make the motion, and then if there's no second, it just dies.
It will fail for lack of a second, and then you would ask for a substitute motion. Then do I hear a substitute motion? And then, as we all know, we're just talking about the voting rules here. Right. Anything that doesn't get three votes for fails. So.
So neither motion can succeed then?
If I'm understanding each of their positions, that's correct.
So then what happens?
It's denied. Yeah. Okay. If it doesn't get three votes, it is considered denied.
Yeah, but if the substitute motion to deny it also
doesn't
pass.
Does it get a second?
It gets a second.
If it gets a second and you guys vote on it,
but only two of us,
then the application is denied.
Okay.
If both of you make motions and nobody seconds the other motion, well, we'll just be sitting here all night.
Right.
Okay.
But if you make a motion to approve and you second and I don't, then it doesn't go through either. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I mean,
because
like
it doesn't have three.
If you don't move to do any, I mean, if there's no vote one way or the other,
right.
I don't think I've ever had that circumstance.
No.
I would consider that, you know, you could continue it when there are more of you. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'm happy to waive my making a motion and go on to.
Okay. Robin, do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Did you get all that?
Hmm?
Do you need to ask the city attorney what happens now? I mean, does it get continued or does it get denied?
No, it's denied. Anything that lacks to have three votes.
Okay.
Like, so if you...
So deny is the default?
Yes.
It's not that there wasn't a majority on either way, so therefore it's just left.
It counts
as a denial?
Right. That is
so
my understanding.
The answer is always no, unless it's yes.
Well, you have to have a majority. I mean, you had to have a majority vote no.
Because a variance is already the exception. The variance is the exception to the rules. So if you can't get an approval for the variance, then it defaults to the ordinance itself.
Yeah, I mean, I will run it by him, but heaven help me. I mean, I think...
No, okay, yeah. No, I got it.
Practically speaking.
You can't pass it till you have more people?
Well, that was... My suggestion was the other alternative would be to continue it until there's more people here, if there's an interest in doing that. But we've already had a motion, had a second, and had a vote. There's an appeal to city council.
Yeah, you can appeal to the city council, yeah.
That's your best.
Or at some point, I can get on with my life.
Well, I mean, it's,
yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming back, too.
And
thank you, Jenny, for coming as well.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right, there being no new business and no citizen comments, anything for the discussion session? All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we're adjourned, 7:40.
You left your phone.
Oh,
I'm going to run Chase right now.
Okay. I hate that, but...